Tzidkat HaTorah. Our subject in Rav Chalap is the charity or righteousness of Torah. Torah is called Tzedek because Torah is the only path which is readily available to everyone. If you take other paths, as holy as they may be, as good as they are, they can have side effects. Sometimes those negative side effects are immediate. Sometimes the negative side effects are over time. A person cannot choose a path other than Torah. And Rav Chalap doesn't explain what he means. I think what he's saying over here is what a Rebbe of mine once said. He said, there were many philosophies over time that tried to stress different things. So there were organizations that said chesed. There are folks as you just have to focus on kindness. There were groups within the Jewish people who said focus on prayer, tefillah. There were groups within the Jewish people who said focus on Zionism, holy Zionism, settling the land of Israel. There were groups within Israel that said focus on derech eretz. Have your Torah Vavoda, Torah and Derech Eretz. There were many movements throughout our history where they tried to develop a path that the path involved certain things other than Torah. Torah, but something else. And Rav Chalap says it will never work. There will always be negative side effects. There's one path. It's the path of Torah. Now, within the path of Torah, there are a lot of things. There's chesed, there's tefillah, there's building the land of Israel. There are many things in that path, and they're part of the path, but they're not the path. When people say, my path is, and it's something other than Torah, it doesn't matter how holy it is, says Rav Chalap, that path will have negative side effects. There's only one path that is perfect and has no negative side effects, and that is when I say my path is Torah. If that path leads me the way it should, to being a kind person, a person who prays, a person who settles the land of Israel, those are all mitzvot within the path, but they're not the path. There's a marked difference. And that, says Rav Chalap, is why the Torah is what's called tzedek. Because the Torah is the perfect path. And when a person knows that, when he wants to know his path, his focus has to be on learning Torah, being diligent in Torah, loving the world. But it stems from an eternal love and connection to the Torah. So then he's on a path that will not have negative side effects. There are individuals, and every individual on some level has certain strengths that they have to develop. A person has to know that if he has a talent to do X, then part of his service of Hashem will involve doing X. No one's denying the individual's talents, but that's not the path. The path, the major path we all go on, is the path of Torah. Every individual has his specific way in the service of Hashem, and that's important. But he has to realize it's within the path of Torah. A guy is the top doctor, so of course he has to invest his energies in saving lives. No one's saying he shouldn't do that. It's a branch of the path of Torah. Again, the major path of the Jewish people is the path of Torah. The fact that individuals will sometimes have their specific journey which they have to go on because of their strengths, that's true. But when we look to define the path of the Jewish people, the path is Torah. It's through that path that we're supposed to get to all the things we're supposed to do. I think that what Rav Chalap said in a few short sentences is a lifelong philosophy. And it's something we have to think about. I'm going back to what this Rebbe told me 2 decades ago. What he said, this idea that every movement that tried to say Torah with something else, over time found that saying with something else was very dangerous. And again, study our history. Look at all the different movements, and I say it being a Yekki, being a descendant of family who were firm believers in Torah Vavoda and Torah Im Derech Eretz, and all those beautiful lines which are true. No one's saying they're wrong. But what Rav Chalap is saying is they can't be the path. The path has to be Torah. The fact that the Mishnah also tells you it has to be with Derech Eretz, that's within the path, but the path is not that. I can't sit here and second guess Rav Hirsch. Maybe Rav Hirsch knew that in his time he had to define the path as Torah and Derech Eretz, because otherwise he'd lose everything. He was dealing with the majority of people going the secular route in Germany.
For him, it was Torah first.
Yeah, but the path he defined, if you'd ask my family, if you'd ask the Yekis who came from there, to their mind, the path was Torah with Derech Eretz. It wasn't only Torah. And there, I'm saying it became very challenging to keep that going. But it could be that in that generation, they needed that path. That's the exception, though.
But a lot of generations like that.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Again, I'm not saying Derech Eretz isn't there. It could be like Rav Steinman did. Rav Steinman pushed masses, tens of thousands, to the workforce. Rav Steinman, in the 18 years he led the Lithuanian or the Haredi, whatever you want to call it, community, he made a revolution. He changed so many things. But he didn't define the path as that. That's the key point here. The path is Torah. You have to know that Torah doesn't preclude having a good job. Torah doesn't preclude doing chesed and prayer. All those things are within the path. But they're not the path.
It's very complicated. It's because, you know, some people might say that it does. You have the ability or whatever.